Blog Talk Radio. Shela Heya Uelo Hagia Oya Tewa Heya Uelo Makasito.
Aloha! Welcome to Aloha Healers Network. Mahalo, Pathfinder, for our end of the month, almost new moon into full moon. It's going to be a full moon, Good Friday, Passover. Wow. And so whatever you're celebrating into Easter, have a joyful one. This is March 29th, 2018. And I'm your host, Brenda Michiko Kelly. The low shoe or the flying star number for today is the number 9 star. There are 9 lines, and the 9th line star has the name of the celebration, graduation, happy event star. This is in the center today. This is also the same star that's in the center for the entire year. The number 9 star is in the center today. The number 4 star is in the center for the month. And the number 9 star is also in the center for the year. And so that is how it stacks right in the center of the Bagua. All of the 12 animals sit around the Bagua in a compass. And today is a monkey day. And the monkey has a compass direction in the southwest. And the monkey also shares that direction. It's one of the cross quarters with the sheep or the ram, and they both live in the southwest. And these all have a lot of meanings in the Bagua. The southwest, for instance, is the mother direction in the Bagua, which is really important. And so even if we are not born in those years, we all have a mother. And we want this to be really great energy. And so the Southwest represents this. If something's going on, any of the areas of the mother, and this could go into all the way through into our Mother Earth. Let's keep that Southwest clean. We're going to clean that up. And it is wonderful because this year, the Southwest has a number that flew to that location, and it is the heaven star. It is the star of higher realms. That's the number 6 star in the low shoe. The number 6 star has flown over to the southwest this entire year. So this in feng shui is something that is auspicious, and we would definitely want to bump this up. We would want to amplify that heaven vibration in higher realms. And however this is in your mind, you can use your mind and the imagination. And this is a lot of feng shui is intention in thinking of heaven and what this is for you. And you can put an image of that in the southwest. And that would alone would really, really amp that up. And there's a couple of different other things that you can actually do with the elements. And since the number six star is a metal star. You can put just a twinkle of a metal color over in the southwest. And things like this, because there are also five elements that sit around the compass that are inside of the Bagua. And today is a metal day. So in Feng Shui, it is a number nine metal monkey day, a number four wood rabbit month, and a number nine earth dog year. And that's a calendar, Feng Shui. And we are all inside of this calendar, and we have friends in this calendar, and we have good compass directions that bring us all kinds of health, knowledge, wisdom, wealth, love that can be activated, just like we talked about that southwest activation with either images or one of the five elements to help with this. And if you want a consultation on some of this, you can contact Pathfinder1111@gmail.com. And Pathfinder and I will march you through the nine low shoe sectors that are inside of your house in a compass direction. And you can find out your animal online. Let's start with that. Find out your animal, and then you can find out your personal element too, because you are one of those 12 animals, one of the five elements. And those also make up branches and stems that we will go into much later into Feng Shui, because those all also make up you. But it's time for our Feng Shui fit tip for today, and we're going to talk about something more dynamic that you can actually do as a fitness tip for yourself. And fun, and oddly enough, really, it helps your mind as well, and that is marching in place. How about putting on some great music that you love and just march in place to the beat? March to the beat of your favorite music for the entire song, and it could be almost, 2 minutes long or 4 minutes long. Ooh, march to the beat. And this is a really actually great way to warm your muscles up and get your blood circulating and your heart going. And it's a great just get a going fit tip. And so let's all put on our favorite song and march in place to the beat of the music. For more beat of the music, then maybe we can march, around and around or something with Pathfinder.
You can march in place to Can't Touch This. Thank you, Michiko. Miero Chunku Woks Up with Joshua. My name is Pathfinder. It's good to be with you here today on Aloha Healers Network, where we provide support and creative thought to health and healing from many, many perspectives, focusing primarily on the indigenous health and healing ways, and then extending all the way to the biomedical assistance for all of our personal health, and also that includes our physical health, our emotional health, our mental health, and our spiritual health, and to preserve the ancient ways known to the peoples around the earth. God has given your culture unique gifts. Preserve them for the benefit of all, and by the blessing of the Mother Earth. So today we're working with the Elk Nations. We've been the Hehaka or Hehagia in Lakota. We've been working with the 28 Universal Powers. And the Elk Nation works with the protection of man and woman and the ways of family. And then also the ways of the generations, and that the elks have certain sexual mysticism about them too, and this comes into the discussion. For some in-depth, for some real in-depth look at the Elk Nation and some of these other things, you can check out David Little Elk's productions. He was with MaLakota.com, but now he's on YouTube under Lakota Star Knowledge, I believe. And he's got some very excellent recordings about the Elk Nations and the Elk Men and the Elk Dreamers and different perspectives coming from the Lakota people. So today, just a shout out to David there. Thank you for your help. And to all the grandmas and grandpas, the uncles and aunties, the leaders and the supporters out there that work with preserving traditional understandings of nature, time, space, and everything. So our relatives, the Elk Nation, are very family-oriented. In fact, you'll often find that a bull elk will have maybe two female mates, and each of those lady elks will have many kids. And this is just the way with the elk. And so there's a type of polygamy that goes naturally with the Elk Nation that you don't necessarily see with the other animals. And the bull elk, like the buffalo bull, is a protector for his family and for their tribe. And then there's some particular medicines that come with the elk, just like with the deer, is they have this elk antler velvet that during the springtime, when it's about time for the elks to rut and you know, they battle a little bit for mating rights, this it's usually a red fuzz comes over their antlers, and this is the elk's GH, or growth hormone. And so when you hear about deer antler velvet or elk antler velvet, this is a very pure form and anciently used way of regeneration. And it is literally growth hormone, similar to HGH, is human growth hormone. The elk and the deer velvet are particularly a man's medicine. In terms of strength, vitality, libido, healing, and it shouldn't be banned by professional golf. I heard about this golfer that got in trouble. They were saying that elk, deer antler velvet was a performance enhancing thing, and it's nothing like the testosterone shots or other stuff that, you know, different countries use with their athletes. Anyway, this is kudos for deer antler velvet. It's a real pick me up. Could say it squashes depression and brings hopefulness and upliftment, and literally a spring in your feet. Okay. So the Creator and the Mother Earth have given the Elk Nation the responsibility of the protection and welfare of family. As such, the bull elk, in this case, I have to use my language a little bit specifically, because there is such a thing as an elk man and an elk dreamer. And right now I'm just talking about the man who is standing with the elk, okay? So the elk men, then actually I can't say it that way. The bull elk, let me just say it that way. The bull elk then is very attentive to the children, and is very attentive to the sisters and the brothers, and to the older relatives as well. So in that way, they are a chief. They're taking on that chief's role among their own family. And then they say that you have the deer, and then an older brother to the deer is the elk, and then an even older brother would be the moose. So if you look at size, the elk is maybe twice or more bigger than the deer, most deer, and then that moose is really big, right? And so the elk are one of the giveaway nations, but they're not as prolifically a giveaway nation as the deer and the turkey and the fish, for instance. But they give their dedication is to the family. And so oftentimes the elk medicine has to do with healing relationships and bringing laugh, very much the light and uplifted social situations the elk brings. And part of this is you see that oftentimes the Native American men will have a flute, and this wooden flute is part of this elk medicine, and the men practice the flute in order to attract their mate. And so if you're ever out there with the elk, like one time in Estes Park, went up there with Golden Eagle, who then was called Standing Elk, and we went to do a conference over there with some Star Nation peoples and whatnot, and got out to that parking lot, and it was just full of a whole herd of elk, and you could hear the males whistling, and when they whistle, it's like that flute. It's a very high pitch and tone, and it's very beautiful. And at first you hear this sound and you look around and says, where is that sound coming from? And it's this big old male elk that's making this whistling sound, because they have these two specific teeth that the hunters know that only the elk has, and I believe it's with these two specific teeth. They have other teeth, but the elk teeth, these particular ones, are different than the rest of their teeth, and when this helps them to do their whistle. Well, from the whistle came, and from the elk came the gift of this flute, and I think there are other stories that go with the flute as well. And then, so the young man, when he wants to prepare for courtship, will learn how to play this flute, and will utilize the magic and the mysticism of the flute to convince his lover of his affections for marriage. And so again, we see the focus on the family with the elk and also with the draws of love. So in a similar way, oftentimes there are such things as love magic, okay? And these are often, they can be in several categories. One category is just that which promotes the love in a relationship and in a family, and this is totally positive. This is the good medicine, and what we. But then there are other medicines other forms of love magic that have to do with manipulating people, and the elk is one of the most positive sides of love magic that I've heard about. And to tell you the truth, if it's truly love, then you don't need magic. The magic's already there. And that's part of the message of the elk, is that when we promote our heart, when we support our own heart, when we expand the love in our heart, this is the message of the elk. Keep it simple. Be full of love. Take care of life around you and be happy. These are the simple, straightforward messages of the elk. And so this power of love and this power of straightforward truth is the source of the elk medicine. And so all the ceremonies that promote love, and here we're talking about the energy of life that fills all things, that this is part of the heart medicine of the elk. They're very straight talking. They ask the men to stand up and to be strong, to heal themselves. They ask the women to continue standing strong and to heal themselves. They ask the elk asks the children to learn, to be mindful, to be happy, to be creative. The elk asks the elders to pray and to be content and to share their wisdom. Among the peoples of the earth, meaning what Mother Earth has given for the elk to do, is to spread the energy of procreation. There's a lot of generation energy within that golden love of the elk, and so wherever the elk goes, it's actually seeding this energy of expansiveness and life bursting forth. Now, among the elk teachings and offerings are involved in many of the men's societies across the continent, meaning the Native American men's societies. So I'm going to briefly go into some of the teaching that I was referring you over to David Little Elk with his, he's on YouTube now. You can look up and see where he's talking about the stories about the elk men and the elk dreamers. But here's just some brief. Okay, so it's known that there is sexual magic, and they call it love magic, and really, we don't need to implore any of that, but it's about protecting yourself. So an elk man is out of balance with their relationship and sexuality. They're very, very attractive. There's a strong energy about them that physically, like pheromones, will draw a woman. And then basically the elk man ravishes them because he's out of control with his sexuality. He's not in contact with his feeling nature. He's only in contact with being a horny male, and so their lives end up with a lot of havoc involved, because in order to be a man, you have to be reasonable about how you work with your family and your environment and your lover and their relatives as well. You have to really contemplate what is good for the family. And so the elk men, if you ever hear them say the elk men, they're talking about somebody that will steal your wife, okay, basically. And that's the elk man. And then there's the opposite of this. And this is the elk dreamer. They have dreamed of the elk, and they carry the hoop, which represents the continuity of family and tribe and nation and of earth. And the elk dreamers actually have a power that drives away those elk men, the men that just want to be promiscuous and physical, and they don't even care who it is with, except that they're pretty, you know, and they're not taking care of them. But the elk dreamer is the opposite. The elk dreamer teaches family responsibility and how to cultivate love within the heart and within the relationship. and then how to spread this love out and into the children and into the other relatives and into the family home and hearth. And so the elk dreamers counteract the promiscuity and bring in the hopes for the family. And this is just a little bit showing how the elk medicine has to do with love and procreation. There's a very, very strong force within the elk nation that has to do with the seeds of life. Now, the elk stands in the east with the rising sun behind them. And as a nation, the wisdom of ages comes through that loving and brave heart. The elk nation provides for their family, and they provide themselves occasionally as food for the people and as a protector of the ways of love.
Mahalo, Pathfinder. And thanks to all of you for tuning in to Aloha Healers Network. We really appreciate all of you, each and every one of you, wherever you may be, around the world and elsewhere. And we close Aloha Healers Network with the five Reiki principles. Today, I let go of anger. Today, I let go of worry. Today, I'm thankful and give thanks for my many blessings. Today, I'm kind with honor and respect to all living beings. I do my work honestly.
Coping the doorway, the cute kika warning, ching the door, the humpy could the chanuero.